Art Talk. And we are all Kings.
Carter speeds into the zone, to the net, shoots, scores!
790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network take you inside Kings Hockey. The Los Angeles Kings pregame show with an in-depth look at today's matchup, news from around the league, and the out-of-town scoreboard. Here are Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans.
And hi again, everybody. We greet you tonight from Nationwide Arena in Columbus, where the Kings open a six-game road trip against the Columbus Blue Jackets. This trip will be a real test for the Kings. They played the six games in 10 days, and all six teams were playoff teams last season. Columbus tonight, and then it's on to Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, Boston, and St. Louis. And as the Kings start this trip, they are the only team in the league without a regulation loss, and their 5-0-1 start is the best six-game start in franchise history. The Kings coming off a game Wednesday at Staples where they beat Montreal by a score of 5-1. The Blue Jackets enter tonight. They're off to a good start. They're 5-2-0 here at home, 2-1-0. They lost their last game here Thursday. They were shut out by Tampa Bay 2-0. The Kings and Blue Jackets will meet twice. Columbus visits Staples Center March 1st. Last season, each team won their home game. The Kings, a 3-2 overtime win at Staples. Columbus, a 3-2 shootout win here at home. Well, since the Kings' last game Wednesday at home, a 5-1 win, they've made some roster moves. And after we take a timeout, we'll fill you in. The two clubs are out for the pregame warm-up. We'll hear from John Stevens, the Kings head coach. Hear from Adrian Kempe, the young forward who had three goals the other night against Montreal. Update Columbus's start. A look at the scoreboard on a busy Saturday and the matchup in goal. Kings and Blue Jackets from Columbus tonight to start the long six-game road trip. Back with more after this. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Nick Nixon, Darrell Evans back here in Columbus. The Kings and Blue Jackets tonight. And another student night is just around the corner. Get tickets to see the Kings take on Vancouver, a division rival, November 14th. Purchase tickets through this offer for as low as $30. And you'll receive an LA Kings New Era dad hat. Visit lakings.com/student and get your tickets now. Well, to start this trip, the Kings without their top goal and point producer from last season, Jeff Carter. He'll be sidelined a while after sustaining a cut on his lower left leg. Got clipped with the Jeff Petrie's skate, Petrie defenseman for Montreal, in Wednesday's game. Carter underwent a surgical procedure to repair the damage, so he is listed week to week. Carter at 32 goals last year, a team high and a team high 66 points. And earlier today, we caught up with the Kings head coach, John Stevens, and he talked about his options at center ice, now knowing he's without Jeff Carter.
The thing we see in the game now, he's a lot of people that can play center. You know, Shorzy's done a good job. He can move around for us. Adrian's played center and wing. Camilleri's even played a lot of center. Andreas played a lot of center. Dowd's played center and wing. We've signed Brooks Lake now. He's played lots at center. So, you know, we think we have lots of people that can fill in at the center position. I don't think any one player is going to eat up the minutes of Jeff Carter because you have a guy that plays in all situations. You know, he's a primary power play guy, primary penalty kill guy, and just a primary guy. He and Kopi, they play key situations, big minutes. So I think what's going to happen, you're going to see guys going to ask to everybody give a little bit to pick up for his minutes lost. But I think we have lots of guys that always want to play more. We have young guys that want to play more. We have guys that want to play in more key situations, and they're going to get that opportunity.
John Stevens talking about the void created with the injury to Jeff Carter. And, Darrell, John touched on it. You really can't replace Jeff Carter. He's so valuable, and he's proven that in his tenure with the Kings. But this gives the opportunity to some other players to see what they're capable of. And the other night, when Carter went down late in the first period, it was Nick Shore that skated with Pearson and Toffoli And it looks like here in game one without Jeff Carter, those three will be together.
Yeah, I got a chance to talk to all three of them today at the pregame skate. I started in talking with Toffoli and Pearson, first of all, just to get their reaction, not having Jeff Carter there. And, of course, you know, they said he's going to be missed. You know, a player like that that plays with the composure, the speed, the way that he controls the game out there, you're never able to replace that. But they felt that, you know, with Nick Shore, the way he came in, they felt as the game went on, they got more comfortable with him. And I think what we're going to see from Shore's standpoint, he's going to be given an opportunity. Before he came up to the Kings a couple of years ago, he was leading the team down in Manchester. He had 22 goals at that time, had an outstanding offensive type of year. Well, now he's going to be playing in a situation, playing with players that draw a lot of attention out there. So he's got an opportunity to add some statistics, you know, to his favor. So we'll see what he does with the opportunity. He's a responsible guy. And I think if you look at the way the Kings having to play their next six on the road, I think that, you know, John Stevens said today, that's who he feels very comfortable putting in there, knowing that he's as responsible as he is. He won't try to do too much offensively, still maintain that strong defensive structure.
So Nick Shore between Toffoli and Pearson replacing Carter in the middle. The Kopitar line stays intact with Brown and the rookie Iafalo. Brooks Like will make his Kings debut. Signed to a contract earlier in the week. 15th year as a pro, 12 years in the Washington organization. And Brooks Like, it looks like, will center Andy Andreoff and Justin Auger, who made his NHL debut the other night. The other line, Adrian Kempe, Michael Camilleri, and Trevor Lewis had four goals in the third period in the win over Montreal. Kempe with three goals and an assist, a four-point game. Camilleri wound up with two goals and two assists. And earlier, we caught up with Andre Kempe, and he talked about the line's success against the Canadiens.
I think we just kept playing and try to be more comfortable out there, and we got one chance and we scored, and after that I think we just got a little bit relieved and just kept playing and have fun the way we want to, and then the chances just came to us and we bared down on them. So I think we just got to keep going like that and keep building that comfortable as we play in the third period and keep that momentum up.
Always nice to get your first goal, in your case goals of the new season. Do you feel that kind of you can relax a little bit in that regard and not press?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think was our whole line going into the game. I mean, we're chasing a little bit too much before the game, and sometimes you work a little bit too hard for the puck, and you got to be more like patience and everything. And I mean, after I got my first goal and our line got one, I think we just got more relieved and more comfortable. And after that, you can relax a bit more and just try to be in the right spot at the right time. And we did pretty good last period.
You got into 25 games last year. What did you learn from that experience?
I mean, learn to play the game up here more. I mean, it's a little bit different than playing the minors. Obviously, better players up here, and it's a little bit faster, and you got to be on your toes every game, and you got to be prepared for every game all year. And I think that was a big part from last season that I took with me coming into this season. And I mean, the experience is always good, and I think that was pretty important for me coming into a new year and try to make the roster.
And what are the areas, Adrian, that you feel you've made strides, that you felt maybe you've become a better all-around player?
I mean, as I'm playing center right now, I think my defensive play has been better and better. I mean, I've been a wing for a while, and then last year I started playing a little more center, and you got to take more responsibility in the D zone and everything. So, I mean, that's something I think I've improved a lot, and can always be better. So I'm trying to work on that every day, and I think that's one of the biggest things. And then just like keep playing my game, use my speed as much as possible, and try to make plays and make my line mates better.
Adrian Kempe, I think before the break I called him Andre, that's his alter ego. Adrian Kempe, three goals, first career hat trick against Montreal, and the Kings are looking for those third and fourth line players this year to help out offensively, and you know, good for that line. I mean, they were out there for all four third period goals. Camilleri earlier in the game with a power play goal, and we'll see if maybe the chemistry they had carries over.
Yeah, the Kings were in need of a spark after losing Jeff Carter in the game, and you know, you can't rely on the number one line to continue to keep doing that. They draw so much attention, whether you're at home, you're on the road, they've always got the opponent's best players out there against them. And I thought that line, in the third period, you know, they did take their game to another level. Camilleri had been, he'd missed the last couple of games being healthy scratch, so he had something to prove as well. Trevor Lewis has been an every night player utilizing his speed, but they did find a little bit of chemistry between them. There is some speed and there's some quickness in their game. When you look at Kempe, he's got the ability to be able to beat you one-on-one as he showed in that game. He's got to do that more consistently. All coaches will tell you with the young players coming into the league that, you know, you're going to have your ups and downs. They're going to make their mistakes, and you don't ever want to, you know, deter a guy from trying things. And I think that's what they're trying to get through to Adrian Kempe, that they'd like to see him go out there. If he's in the offensive zone and he's challenging a defender inside the top of the circles, he's driving to the outside, you're never going to fault him for that. Even if he loses the puck there, you don't want to see him try to beat a guy, you know, at the top of the circles in your own zone. But in the offensive zone, when you're looking to make something happen, the green light is a go. But they're looking for that line, especially here with the Kings on the road now. They need a little bit of balance. They need to get contributions from different guys. Not necessarily the puck has to go in the net. But if they can keep the pace, that'll keep the opposition on their heels deep in their own zone. And that'll make it a little easier for the rest of the lineup.
And with the 3 goals the other night for Kempe in his NHL career, now in 31 games, 5 goals and 8 points. Kempe and the Kings up against the Columbus Blue Jackets. A closer look at John Tortorella's squad. When the pregame returns, the Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times all the time. Back here in Columbus, Nationwide Arena, Kings and the Blue Jackets here tonight. The Blue Jackets are coached by John Tortorella. In his third season, he led them to a franchise-best 108 points last season. That was third in the Metro Division, fourth overall in the NHL. But in the first round, they lost to Pittsburgh in 5 games. Again, the 108 points, the fourth highest in the league last season. And about an hour ago, Darryl, John Tortorella was addressing the media. His club's off to a decent start at 5-2-0. But he has a couple of concerns.
Yeah, the areas of concern are the face-off circle. Right now they're ranked 31st in the NHL. And he says you don't put all that onus just upon the centerman. He says everybody collectively on the ice has to react when the puck hits the ice. They've got to be able to jump into areas. He said even more so their power play. One of the reasons why their power play hasn't had success is they haven't won face-offs on the man advantage. They've only won 43% of the draws when they've had the power play. So with an extra guy on the ice, they're still not getting the job done. So he's going to pay a lot of attention to that part of things. The power play, he said they're looking a little maybe to be too cute, not moving the puck, or pardon me, they're moving the puck around nicely, not looking for that shot mentality. He says a little bit of a change now that they have Panarin in the mix there in the equation. He's a puck handler as well. He's a great distributor. Everything has worked through Zach Werenski the last little while. So now they have to make those adjustments. They can come from the opposite side of the ice. He's still at the end of the day, he says you've got to get that net front presence and you've got to get guys willing to shoot the puck. So that's what they're going to look to do when they start the game tonight.
Yeah, it was a big trade in the offseason. 2 quality forwards traded for each other. Panarin coming over from Chicago, where he spent the last 2 seasons, for Brandon Saad, who goes back to the Blackhawks. So Panarin playing on their top line. 8 points leads the team, a goal and 7 assists. Panarin with Wenberg and Atkinson. Cam Atkinson, a 30-goal scorer last season. Boone Jenner makes his season debut here tonight. He is a quality forward, has been for a couple of years here in Columbus. He is back in the lineup after a back injury. Panarin, 8 points. Wenberg, 6 points, a goal, and 5 assists. And then Jones, Foligno, and Werenski, each with 5 points. Sonny Milano, a rookie forward, a team-high 4 goals. The Blue Jackets and the Kings, these are the top two defensive teams in the NHL. The Kings are first, and Columbus is second. We'll take a look at the schedule and the scoreboard and the matchup in goal after this timeout. The Kings in Columbus tonight to start a 6-game road trip. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times all the time.
The home of Kings hockey.
790-KABC.
Kings and Blue Jackets here tonight at Nationwide Arena. 2 afternoon games in the books and 9 others tonight.
And in New York, the Rangers looking for just their 2nd win of the season. They opened the season 1-5-2. They played host to the Nashville Predators. Despite being outshot 25-15, the Rangers double up and they beat the Predators by a score of 4-2. Hayes and Vesey had a goal and assist each for the Rangers. For Hayes, his 3rd. Vesey, his 1st of the season. Forsberg, a goal and assist for the Predators, his 6th. The final score in New York is the Rangers 4 and the Predators 2. Philadelphia at home defeat the Edmonton Oilers by a score of 2-1. Wayne Simmonds gets the game winner with 2:15 left in the third period. It was the sixth goal of the season for Simmons. He also had an assist. The Edmonton Oilers have been outscored 22-14 on the season. They fall to 2-5-0. The final score in Philadelphia, Flyers 2 and the Oilers 1. The Arizona Coyotes will play host to the Chicago Blackhawks. The Coyotes are winless in 7, the only team in the NHL without a win. Buffalo 1-5-2. They'll be in Boston against the Bruins. Ottawa Senators will play host to the Maple Leafs. The Maple Leafs have won 3 in a row overall and on the road. Pittsburgh Penguins have won their last 3. Ole Mata has points in 6 straight. They'll be in Tampa Bay against the Lightning. Tampa, number one team in the NHL with 13 points, 6-1-1 on the season. Kucherov and Stamkos each riding 8-game point streaks. And the Lightning are perfect at home, 4-0-0 on the season. San Jose have won their last 2. They'll be in Brooklyn against the Islanders. Carolina taking a 2-game win streak into Dallas. The Stars have won 3 in a row. Florida will be in Washington. Alexander Ovechkin leads the NHL with 10 goals on the season. Vegas Golden Knights, they've won their last 2. They'll play host to St. Louis. Blues have also won their last 2 games. And wrapping up today and tonight's schedule, the Calgary Flames, who are 1-2 on home ice this year. They'll play host to the Minnesota Wild. Stewart has points in 5 straight for the Wild.
And the matchup in goal, 2 good ones. Jonathan Quick, a 2-time Stanley Cup winner, against Sergei Bobrovsky, a 2-time Vezina Trophy winner. That's it for the pregame. Stay tuned. Kings Hockey coming up next.
790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network are proud to present your Los Angeles Kings.
Muzzin carries it in on the right wing. A man in front. He centers a shot. Score!
Kings Hockey is brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Children's Hospital Los Angeles, ranked best on U.S. News and World Report's prestigious honor roll.
Wells Fargo Bank.
Wells Fargo is building better every day.
Quick save on a beauty.
Just outstanding by the Kings.
Doughty moves in a shot, save, rebound, score! Kopitar!
Kings Hockey is also brought to you by
Toyota. Toyota's clearance countdown is on. Get the biggest savings of the year on every 2017 Toyota.
Staples, it's pro time.
Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Good times anytime.
Good times all the time.
And now we go ringside to Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans.
And from Nationwide Arena in Columbus, Ohio, tonight the Kings begin a 6-game road trip against the Columbus Blue Jackets. The matchup here tonight between two teams off to good starts. The Kings are 5-0-1, own the NHL's best record, and lead the Pacific Division. Columbus with a 5-2-0 record, 10 points, currently third in the Metro Division. They are just 2 points out of first place. The Kings start at 5-0-1 gives them the best 6-game start in franchise history. And a win or an overtime loss tonight would tie the club record. Most games with points to start a season, 7. That was established back in 1995 when the team opened up at 4-0-3. On this road trip, 6 games in 10 days, and the Kings will face 6 teams that all made the playoffs last season. The first 5 against the East, Columbus, and then Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, and Boston, and they'll close it out with the St. Louis Blues. For the Kings, this is just their 2nd road game. In San Jose 2 weeks ago tonight, they beat the Sharks by a score of 4-1. The game here tonight also matches up the 2 top defensive teams early on. The Kings ranked number 1, allowing only 1.67 goals a game. Columbus is 2nd at 2.14. And a big reason why both teams rank 1 and 2, goaltending. The Kings, Jonathan Quick, a 2-time Stanley Cup champion, is off to a 4-0-1 start with a 1.59 goals against. And Sergei Bobrovsky, now a 2-time Vezina Trophy winner, is off to a 4-1-0 start. So this has the makings of being a pretty solid, good hockey game here tonight. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get Darrell's Kings as the Kings start this long road trip tonight. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. And right now, let's take a look at the keys to tonight's game, brought to you by Jeep. Hurry in for great deals during the Jeep Celebration event. It only happens once a year. We welcome in former Kings left winger Darrell Evans. And Darrell, your first key for the Kings as they start the road trip is to get off to a good start in the game.
Yeah, you'd like to get off to a good start, and it starts in the faceoff circle. Kings should be able to gain possession of the puck more often than not in a game like this. Columbus comes in 31st in the NHL in faceoff winning percentage. So the Kings, they'd like to win the puck right off the bat and go on the attack. Both teams have struggled in the first period. They've been outscored. Kings have been outscored 5-4. Columbus outscored 5-3. So getting off to a good start, I think, would favor either team.
And as the two clubs hit the ice here at Nationwide Arena, your second key as the cannon jumps us, gets us out of our seat. Special team second key.
I just got to get my ticker back in my shirt here, Nick. Special teams. Kings power play starting to connect. Power play goals in three straight. Penalty kill number one in the NHL. Have been killed off 23 of 24 penalties they've taken. They're taking less penalties as the games go on. Columbus struggling on a man advantage. Is 1 for 19 on the power play. Their penalty kill just over 81%. So in a game like this, we expect it to be tight. Winning the special team battle should put you in a good spot.
And we mentioned the Kings number one in the NHL defensively in goals against. They're looking for that checking mindset to continue.
Yeah, they're going to have to, you know, make up and be a little bit tighter than maybe normal. You're missing Jeff Carter, one of your offensive type of weapons. He's got great speed, so you want to make sure you play with a lot of discipline, a lot of structure defensively. Allow your goaltender to be able to see the puck. Game one of a road trip, you want to make sure you get start off on the right foot by doing all the little things. Pay attention to detail.
Well, we'll see if the keys play out here tonight. The Kings looking to start the season with points in seven straight with a win or an overtime loss here tonight. That would tie a club record. Kings and Blue Jackets here at Nationwide Arena. We'll take a break. Back with the opening faceoff. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
The home of Kings hockey.
7979 KABC.
Here in the first period at Nationwide Arena, Jonathan Quick and the Kings will sit up and defend to our right. Sergei Bobrovsky, the reigning Vezina Trophy winner, to our left. We gave you the Kings starters a moment ago. Kopitar, Brown, Iafallo, Forbert, and Doughty. For John Tortorella and the Blue Jackets, his number one line will start Wenberg, Panarin, and Atkinson in front of Bobrovsky, and defensively Zach Werenski along with Seth Jones. First of two meetings between these two clubs this year. Columbus does not visit L.A. until much later in the season on March the 1st. So the Kings will be traveling from our right to left on offense here in the opening period. The Kings, the only team in the NHL that has not lost in regulation. They enter tonight with a record of 5-0-1. And off the draw, the Kings with possession. We're underway here in Columbus. Doughty up the right wing, cutting to his left at center to the attacking line on left wing, to the left circle. Now sweeps the puck around the boards, right side to Brown. Brown to Iafallo, the rookie behind the net. Iafallo now skates out to the left circle, feeds Forbert to Doughty with a one-timer. Save made. Now Kopitar for Brown in the slot, but he fanned on a bouncing puck. Good shift to start for the Kings. Iafallo struggles to keep it in. He could not. And the Blue Jackets will take over with Seth Jones. Jones, one of the anchors on a very good young defensive core for the Blue Jackets. Ahead to Werenski. Into the zone on left wing. Sharp angle shot from the base of the left circle is kicked out. And then the net got jostled loose. So we'll get a face-off in the King's end. Healthy scratches tonight are defenseman Curtis McDermott and Nick Dowd. Jeff Carter had a little surgery earlier in the week after he got cut in his lower left leg by Jeff Petrie's skate in the game against Montreal. He'll be out week to week, according to Rob Blake, GM, indefinitely. Clifford and Gabrick are still sidelined. Right off the draw in the zone, a quick shot by Bjorkstrand. Missed the net, not by much. He tried to the glove hand side on Quick. And the Kings will take over. Just underway, Pearson to center ice. Into the zone. Pearson hands it off for Shore. Now to Toffoli and out to the blue line to Martinez. Right side it comes. Folan got it to Toffoli, left circle shot, save made. Good look for Toffoli. Puck at the blue line. Martinez, a blast is wide. Follin, right point, will slap it in down low. And the puck deflects to Pearson. Back out to Follin. Moves in, a shot, and a save, Bobrovsky. So, Darryl, the Kings with a couple of good shifts early on, just a minute 37 in, but they've gotten some pucks at Bobrovsky.
Yeah, both lines that have come off the ice on the ice have done a really good job starting off in the faceoff circle, winning the draw, getting possession of the puck at first shift. They had a couple of looks. Dowdy put a puck on the net, and then Dustin Brown missed on a connection on a pass coming through. The next line, it comes out. Two opportunities, good cross-ice feeds, good motion in the offensive zone. Players getting in there quickly, supporting the puck.
The Kempe line is out with Cameron, Larry, and Lewis. Kempe with his first NHL hat trick the other night against Montreal. Had an assist as well. Jackets off the draw, get it down into the King zone. And with the puck, Fontenberg, who is paired with Muzzin tonight. And now a centering pass from the right wing corner by Pierre-Luc Dubois. Rookie forward deflects into the glove of Quick. So some adjustments, which it's the second road game. The Kings have played five at home, Darryl, so the matchups become an issue on the road. So that's why we might be seeing some different looks, and we are on two of the three sets of defense.
Yeah, they will. We're going to get our first look at Brooks Lyke is going to step on the ice. So all four lines getting a chance here in the opening couple of minutes.
Lyke signed to a one-year deal earlier this week. The veteran who spent most of his NHL career in Washington. Kings win the draw. Send it out to Andrioff at center on a flip-in. It's Lyke with Andrioff and the rookie Auger. Scoreless first period. Fantenberg from the right wing boards threw it wide of the net. And Calvert and the Blue Jackets will get a clear. Auger at center ice quickly into the zone to the right circle. His shot kicked out by Bobrovsky. Good shot there by 6'6" Justin Auger, his second NHL game. Head coach John Stevens said he was very responsible the other night in his debut. Did some good work along the boards. Forbert on a dump in. Kopitar chasing. Kopitar double-teamed along the wall. And to center ice, Panarin. Across to Atkinson at the Kings line, but the play whistled on an offside.
Yeah, Werenski, he was up on the play. He tried to jump in and drive the middle of the ice to back the defense off. He did that. He opened up the passing lane. Unfortunately, wasn't able to drag his leg going across that blue line. Had he been able to do so, Atkinson was coming in on that right side. He had a full head of steam. Looked like he had position to be able to drive an angle towards the net.
Cam Atkinson, career high 35 goals, career high 62 points last year. He's been a good goal scorer in recent years for Columbus. Seasons of 35, 27, 22, and 21 goals. Jackets get the puck in deep from center ice. Scoreless first period. Iafalo tries to spring Kopitar coming out of the King's end. But that pass didn't work. And the Blue Jackets, Jones will take over. Ahead now to Wenberg to the King's line, or rather Panarin. He got bumped. Still has the puck. Moves in right circle. Sends it cross ice. But picked off by Brown. Brown up the right wing to the attacking line. His centering pass blocked. Brown again. Passes in the slot. Kopitar had his stick tied up. And now Kopitar pestering Wenberg. But Wenberg got the puck to a teammate as the Kopitar line comes off. And the Jackets will change as well early on. Kings out shooting Columbus 4-0. Jackets with an outlet pass, turn it over in the neutral zone, but it goes off Pearson's stick. And Captain Foligno will play it down into the King zone. Boone Jenner, his season debut in a battle. Puck squirts free behind the King's net. Toffoli plays it up, not out. Held in by Columbus. Foligno got it in deep, and now the Kings quickly get it clear. Shore's pass for Toffoli. Back to Shore coming through center ice, broken up. And the Jackets will take over. Ryan Murray on defense will play it behind his net. And here's Nutavara to center ice. Runs into traffic at the red line. Lost the puck. And the Jackets will reset. 4.5 into the opening period. Blue Jackets playing their fourth home game. They're 2-1-0. On right wing, Dubinsky will tap it into the King zone. In on the forecheck, Anderson, a big bump on Fantenberg. They both go to the ice. Kempe plays the puck up the wall. Knocked down. Penalty coming up, I believe, on Kempe as he upended Dubois. And Columbus will get the game's first power play, the penalty, at 4:58.
And those are the type of penalties that you don't want to take. You know, when the opposition makes a hit like that, take numbers, take a look at it. You know, Fentenberg, when he got taken out in behind the net there, doing a regular thing, a regular defensive position, moving the puck up the ice. You've got to take that hit in order to make the play. John Stevens has talked about it. That's what he wants to make sure his guys do. They get back there. They invite a guy coming in, because if you invite that guy coming in, that pulls one guy a little bit tighter. This time, Kempe gets in, reaching, so he'll go to the penalty box. And Columbus just 1-for-19 in the man advantage. They haven't scored a power play goal since the first game of the season. They get the game's first advantage.
Tripping, 4:58 on Kempe, and off the draw, the puck goes all the way down the ice. Atkinson is out with Panarin, Werenski, Wenberg, and Foligno. And Werenski, one of the top rookies last year, finalist for the Calder Trophy, hands it off to Atkinson. And to Wenberg, in on left wing. They get it in deep. Forbert hammers the puck around the wall. Pinching, holding it in, is Panarin momentarily, but now it's cleared by Trevor Lewis. A minute 20 on the Jackets power play. Scoreless in the first. Panarin in the zone. A feed into the slot. Shot! Score! Foligno! Nice setup on right wing. Wenberg fed it inside the right circle to Foligno. He turned to his forehand and put it upstairs. Power play goal for veteran Nick Foligno to start the scoring tonight. And the Jackets are up 1-0, 5:43 into the game.
Well, unofficially, that's going to be the Jackets' first shot on goal. Pretty darn good look. They get the puck just back into the neutral zone. Nice feed there. Panarin gets it over to Foligno. Foligno steps in, takes one stride. Quick coming out to challenge a shot. He snaps it past him on the stick side, just inside the pipe. Great execution on the shot. Power play marker puts the Blue Jackets up 1-0.
Second of the year for the Blue Jackets captain. And the power play goal at 5:43. On the rush, they got that goal back from the Blue Jackets. They get the puck in deep, but from behind the net, Foligno's still out there, or rather Anderson couldn't make a play in the Kings clear. Jumped right back in. Folan got bumped along the boards, but now Light for the Kings takes over to Martinez. To Andrioff on left wing. Andrioff into the Columbus zone, moving down low in the corner. Got tied up. This line, Brooks Light, Andrioff, and Auger. In the right wing corner now, Andrioff. Swept it up the wall, but the Blue Jackets will take over. Nudivara across to Ryan Murray. And a stretch pass steered down the ice by Dubinsky. So the Blue Jackets, as Darryl mentioned, get their first shot on goal and they make it count. Muzzin ahead for Kopitar, the Kings to center. Into the zone on left wing. Kopitar at the circle. Stops up on his backhand, forehand. Threw it behind the net. Now a scrum for the puck. And up with it, Brown feeds the slot. One-timer. Score! Andre Kopitar. Dustin Brown won the board battle in the corner. Was able to find Kopitar in the high slot. And Kopitar beats Bobrovsky on the short side. And the Kings come right back to tie it up at one.
Well, shift after goals are scored, whether you score them or you're scored upon, are so important. And the Kings, as they've done the entire game, come right back into the Blue Jacket zone. Kopitar threw the puck down in behind the net along the boards. And then he went out and got himself available out in the high slot area. He was all alone. Dustin Brown was able to find him. Looked like a little bit of a knuckleball, but he beats Bobrovsky high on the stick side to tie the game at one.
It was a nice job by Brown as he out-battled Lukasz Sedlak down low to get position and get the puck. And that allowed him to make the play. Now the Kings turn it over inside their line. Atkinson, a shot, blocked, and then dribbles in on Quick, who's able to cover up. So, goals about a minute and a half apart, not quite. Foligno at 5:43, and Andre Kopitar's fifth at 6:51. We're tied up, 13:01 left in the first period in Columbus, and we'll take a timeout. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. 1-1, Kings Blue Jackets face off in the Kings zone, won by the Jackets, but Jones's shot is blocked, and the Kings then ice the puck. So the scoring plays, the goals were a minute, 8 seconds apart. 5:43 power play, Foligno from Panarin and Werenski. And then at 6:51, Kopitar's fifth from Brown and Muzzin. The assist for Muzzin now gives him a six-game point scoring streak. Face off to the right of Quick. Shore out with Pearson and Toffoli. Shore replacing the injured Carter on this line and off the draw. The puck behind the Kings net. And Forbert up with it. Forbert's pass blocked. Tried to get it up the wall. Now he got it to Pearson. And across to Doughty to the red line for Toffoli. But he just entered the zone a split second early and offside. Andre Kopitar, Darrell, of course, last year only had 12 goals, a career low for a full 82-game season. And I'm going to look it up, but I think January 4th when he got his fourth goal of the season last year. So he's got five already, and this is game seven.
Night and day difference, yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, Kopitar, along with a lot of the Kings last year, when Jonathan Quick went down in game one, they put so much emphasis on the defensive part of their game, they sacrificed the offense.
Kings into the zone, backhander, Trevor Lewis from the circle, and he scores. Trevor Lewis into the zone on left wing on his backhand, let the shot go from the left circle, and it beat Bobrovsky, stick side upper right corner. And the Kings have their first lead. It's 2-1.
Well, when Trevor Lewis came in on the defender, one-on-one, he went right at Ryan Murray, took the puck to the outside. Bobrovsky, the goaltender, stayed deep in his crease, and he elevated over his left, or pardon me, over his left shoulder, the goaltender's left shoulder. A perfectly placed shot by Trevor Lewis gives the Kings the lead. It's 2-1.
Second goal of the year for the veteran Trevor Lewis. Well, that was played, it looked like, pretty good defensively, but just a great placement on the backhand, which is a tough shot for a goalie to pick up anyway. And the Blue Jackets, winning the draw at center, will dump it in over the glass, and we'll get a face-off at center ice. The assists go to Camilleri and Fantenberg.
Yeah, for Oscar Fantenberg, he now has a four-game assist and point streak going, so finding a way to get involved in the sheet, the Kings' defense. They're up amongst the leaders in the NHL. 18 points now from back of the blue line. Three goals and 15 assists.
Kings with a 2-1 lead. Kempe, Camilleri, Lewis stay out and off the draw. The puck in the Jackets' end. Ex-King Jack Johnson, a pass ahead to center ice. Foligno across on right wing in the zone. Savard, a shot. Save. Score! On the rebound. Oliver Bjorkstrand cleans it up. I score, you score here in the first period. The rebound of Savard's shot put in by Bjorkstrand. 8 minutes into the game and we're tied at two.
Yeah, the Blue Jackets coming right back again. We talk about shifts right after goals are scored, and the Blue Jackets not letting that affect them at all. Move the puck quickly. They get the puck moving. Good opportunity off the rush again. Getting the puck into the offensive zone. A shot. Quick way out at the top of his crease. Gets his right toe on it. And coming back down the other side. Great job there by Bjorkstrand. He beats the defender to the top of the crease to put the puck in the net. Good second effort. We're tied at two.
Yeah, he beat Camilleri, who was a little late, coming back to pick up the forward Bjorkstrand. So four goals in a span of, if I do the math right, 2 minutes and 17 seconds. Well, I guess both teams who came in ranked one and two defensively don't want to be in those positions after tonight.
Yeah, they're taking a look at this one. I'm not sure whether or not what they're looking at on video replay, but they're definitely looking at both, all the officials there in front of the scorer's box at center ice.
Well, is it going to be challenged, goaltender interference, or it looked like the play was onside, but of course we won't know until we hear down at center ice. The referees tonight, Frederick Lecouillet and Kendrick Nicholson, the linesman Devin Berg and Bevan Smith. Well, the two referees talking it over, and now Nicholson over to explain things to Kings head coach John Stevens. A 2-2 game. And the other referee is talking things over with Tortorella. I don't know, was... I'm just speculating, was the net off the post when the puck... I don't know, I didn't think that happened.
I see a light on behind the King's goal, and that hasn't gone off yet. I don't know whether they're making any reference towards that or not.
Yeah, is that a distraction? It will be more of a distraction for Bobrovsky down at the other end because the light is behind Quick. So, Foligno at 5:43, Kopitar at 6:51, Lewis at 7:33, and Bjorkstrand at 8 minutes. So, 4 goals in 2:17, and for Oliver Bjorkstrand, his first goal. Well, they have satisfied themselves with whatever the issue was. The goal stands, and we play on 2-2. Werenski bounces one in from center ice. Forward in the corner, bunt by Foligno, and Doughty will take over. Doughty for Kopitar. To center ice, his feet on right wing, misses Brown. Following up, Doughty couldn't get it in deep. Hit the linesman at the attacking blue line. Doughty again for Kopitar and a forward inside the Kings blue line. 2-2 and to Kopitar. For Iafallo to Kopitar. To Iafallo. Right circle. A backhander just wide. Now Brown on the left wing boards. Tried to get it in deep, but Jones takes over. Jones to center for Dubinsky. Went off his stick at the Kings line. And that put the play offside. 11:18 left first period. Shots favor the Kings 6-4, and of the 10 shots, 4 have gone in. We're tied 2-2.
Yeah, a lot of activity early on. Only 10 shots on goal between the two teams. Two world-class goaltenders, and not that there have been bad goals out there right now. There have been some good opportunities. I think both coaches would like to see their team settle down, really tighten things up defensively. Second opportunities, Camilleri. He's got to make sure that he doesn't get beat to the top of the crease on that one, but Jonathan Quick did exactly what he should do, came out, made a great save, got his right toe on it. That's where you trust it. Either your defense or your forwards are going to be there to clean up that puck or make sure that the personnel coming in are all marked.
Kings will get it in deep in a 2-2 tie first period. Puck out to the blue line to Foley's shot. Gloved down by Bobrovsky. Sergei Bobrovsky, now owner of 2 Vezina trophies. Won it last year, and he won it in 2013. That was the abbreviated 2012-13 season. It's interesting, I was looking up, there are only 6 active goalies, Daryl, that have won the Vezina Trophy. Bobrovsky, the leader with 2. Holtby, Price, Rask, Lundqvist, and Ryan Miller are the others. Of course, for years, it seemed like it was either Brodeur or Patrick Waugh, right? Shore out with Pearson and Toffoli. Jackets win the draw and clear it to center. Kings moving right to left offensively in the opening period. Tied at 2, Tanner Pearson will flip it into the Columbus end. A bouncing puck. Murray loses it, but Toffoli right there lost his stick. Pearson hands it off to Shore. Cross ice to Fantenberg. Left wing board sends it in down low behind the net. Pearson centers in the slot. He had Martinez, but the pass was broken up. Puck out of the zone. Toffoli's touch pass picked off, and Murray will get it down the ice for the Blue Jackets. Oscar Fantenberg for Pearson to Martinez and up the wall to Auger at the Kings line. He got tied up. Puck now inside the Kings zone, and the Jackets will get it in deeper. Fantenberg fires it off the glass, knocked down by Savard, feeds right circle. Shot from there by Sedlak is wide. Now Jack Johnson, left wing side, a shot blocked. And the Kings settle things down. Martinez dumps it down the ice. Foot race for the puck. Andrioff got there. Couldn't get a good shot away from the base of the left circle. Andrioff out there along with Brooks Like and Justin Auger. Brooks Like, again, his Kings debut. Essentially replacing Carter in the lineup here tonight. And at center ice, Savard turns the puck over. Folan feeds Muzzin. Muzzin ahead for Kempe. Kempe couldn't make a play with the puck. Sonny Milano, a young left winger, will get it in deep for Columbus. Muzzin back for Folan. And up the wall it comes. Lewis checked at the red line. And the Jackets take over. Foligno in on right wing. Rolled off his stick and off the boards. And now Muzzin plays it across for Folan. Long lead pass. off Lewis's stick down into the Columbus end, chased down by Lewis. But with the puck, Werenski to Foligno, and a feed on left wing. Foligno got it back. Foligno sends it in behind the goal, and a tripping penalty coming up on Forbert as he dumped the Columbus forward. Delayed call. Jenner was tripped up. They get Werenski out. Now they get it to Jones. Shot blocked. And the puck out of the zone. Delayed penalty on the Kings. Jackets have pulled the goaltender in on right wing. Bjorkstrand feeds the slot. Werenski, touch pass to the left circle, broken up. And now the Jackets, who started the scoring with a power play goal, have their second power play goal tonight. We'll take a break. 8:22 left, first period in Columbus. The game tied at two. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times all the time.
90 KABC.
Derek Forbert to the penalty box at 11:38. First period, second penalty of the game. Both the Kings Jackets started the scoring with a power play goal. Foligno at 5:43. Again, we've had four goals in a span of 2:17 here in the period. Foligno out there on the draw, but off the draw, the puck cleared down the ice by Martinez. Werenski, Wenberg, Foligno, Panarin, and Dubinsky, or rather Atkinson, on this power play. Blue Jackets power play goal to start the scoring tonight, just their second of the young season. Atkinson hands it off on left wing. Now the Jackets into the zone. Set up the power play. Foligno rims it around the wall. Right point to Panarin. Panarin plays it around the wall. Left wing boards to Wenberg. To Atkinson. And tipped out right side. Panarin a shot. Blocked by a defender. Martinez and clear down. Of course, over the years, Martinez among the Kings' leaders in blocked shots. And here comes Werenski to center. He'll hand it off. Atkinson to the Kings line, cutting to his left, moves into the zone onside. They get it on the left wing boards where Foligno rims it around the wall. Out to the right point to Wenberg. He moves down to the right circle. Wenberg holding at the goal line to Foligno, who centers, and a one-timer fanned on by Panarin. Scrambled for the puck, comes out to the blue line. Now they get it to Wenberg on the half wall right side. Up top to Werenski, across to Panarin, to Werenski. And across to Wenberg, right circle, one-timer block. Wenberg again plays it at the goal line. Foligno back to Wenberg. Power play Columbus. Up top to Werenski, to Wenberg, right circle, cross ice, one-timer save off Panarin. Now across ice feed, Panarin to Wenberg, moves in, a shot or a pass, blocked. And the puck down the ice.
Big block there by Jake Muzzin on that attempt going to the net. Huge save by Jonathan Quick going left to right as they set Panarin up on the opposite faceoff circle for the one-timer.
Power play winding down. 5 seconds left. A 2-2 tie. Lead pass to Calvert to the Kings line. Broken up. Kings the other way. They're at full strength. In on right wing. Pearson a shot. Deflected wide. Picked up by Calvert. Out to center ice on right wing. To the Kings line, stops up, centers the puck off a skate. Dubinsky recovers for Anderson, and out to Johnson, left point, his shot, pinballs in front, it's blocked, still loose, save, score! I think Calvert, while falling, got a touch on it. It was a scramble around Quick. Calvert was being checked from behind by Martinez, and I think he tips it in. The fifth goal of the period, and the Blue Jackets are in front, 3-2.
Yeah, definitely sloppy play by the Kings there in front of the net. Columbus doing the right things, putting pucks in the net when you know you've got bodies in that area. Not making it easy for Jonathan Quick to be able to find the puck. He made the initial save, thought maybe the puck was underneath him, tried to keep it tight, but they just continue to keep hammering at it. Calvert actually had the first redirection. He spun away from his backhand, came back to his forehand, and he was able to put that puck into the net. So determination, put it in. Calvert puts his Blue Jackets back up 3-2.
So the Blue Jackets and Kings back and forth here in the first period. 3-2 Columbus. And off the draw at center ice, Jenner's dump in goes over the glass and out of play. We'll take a break. 5:50 left, opening period at Nationwide Arena. Blue Jackets 3, Kings 2. Kings Hockey presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. 3-2 Columbus first period, Kings Hockey, brought to you by Wells Fargo. Proud supporter of the Kings and dedicated to helping people build better every day. Call, click, or stop by to start a conversation with us today. Wells Fargo building better every day. Calvert's goal is first of the season. And the Kings get the Kopitar line out. They'll get it in deep. Chase down. Iafalo walks out from the corner. His turnaround shot was blocked. And the puck to center ice. Brown on left wing. A pass ahead to Iafalo. Broken up again. And the Blue Jackets will lob it down the ice. Bjorkstrand in quickly on Muzzin. Puck to Folan. His pass out on right wing at center to Brown. Misfired. And the Jackets will dump it in on goal from center. Boone Jenner gets it in on quick. And to center ice, Sanjay Kopitar. He's got a goal tonight, his fifth, on a shoot-in, but a whistle, and they're going to call this icing against Kopitar. Kings Hockey also brought to you by Regal Cinemas. Join the Regal Crown Club and earn rewards for going to the movies. Free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more. For more info, go to regmovies.com.
Well, coming through the neutral zone, the Kings have got to find a way to slow the Blue Jackets down. Blue Jackets have generated quite a bit off the rush. Getting that puck through the neutral zone, they're not making lateral passes. Everything is moving north and south. Kings have got to make sure their forwards are coming back in the backside, pressuring. Their defense have to have their legs going. They've got to try to defend against that rush a little closer to the blue line, not allow the Blue Jackets entry into the defensive end.
5:03 left in period one, 3-2 Blue Jackets. Playing away, Atkinson dropping for Johnson. Johnson and Anderson assisting on the Calvert go-ahead goal. Lead pass steered down the ice by Wenberg. Played by Quick. He'll hand it off. And now Doughty up the wall to Toffoli on right wing. He'll bounce one in wide of Bobrovsky. Savard taking over. Sends it around the wall. Atkinson in a board battle along with Doughty. Kings get the puck in front. Pearson hands it off and a shot. Just wide by Shore. Might have been deflected. Now at the blue line, Doughty pressured. Turned it over to Atkinson, who plays it to Panarin, who got it in deep. Panarin and Forbert after the puck. Forbert got there first. Hands it off for Pearson. And now to Shore. Cross ice to Toffoli, but he got bumped just as he got the puck by Werenski. Jackets turn it over at center ice. Camilleri. Now a feed on right wing where it's dumped in by Shore, who heads off on a change. Lewis in for the puck to Camilleri behind the net. Camilleri couldn't make a play. And the Jackets take over. Get it on right wing to Jones. And Jones will play it into the Kings' end. 3-2 Blue Jackets. 3.5 left in the first. At center ice, Lewis, a lead pass. Kempe behind the defense and on goal. Deke shoots. Save with a glove by Bobrovsky. A lead pass to Adrian Kempe at the Columbus line. Got behind the defense. Moved to the backhand. Bobrovsky with a glove.
Well, when he got that puck, he was right alongside Werenski, the defender. Pulled the puck to his backhand to get it away from Werenski, making sure he couldn't sweep at it. He had enough time, had the legs going. Try to bring it backhand and elevate it up over the left pad. But with the left hand, Sergei Bobrovsky reaches up, denying a grade A chance by Kempe.
Adrian Kempe coming off the four-point game in Montreal on Wednesday. His first NHL hat trick. Also had an assist, his line mate tonight. And the other night, Camilleri had 4 points, 2 goals, and 2 assists. And off the draw, the puck is sent the length of the ice for an icing call by the Blue Jackets' Nudavari. And a face-off back in the Columbus end. 3:22 left, opening period. 17 shots on goal and 5 goals total in the first period. So both goaltenders who came in with excellent save percentage stats taking a hit in that regard early on tonight. Off the draw, Jackets rim it around the wall and out and down to the Kings line. A battle for the puck, falling down, falling in for the puck, Dubinsky centers. But Anderson couldn't reach it. And the Kings settle things down by icing the puck. And we'll get a face-off in the Kings' end. I think one issue that the Kings have to address, and I'm not saying it's just one issue that has to be addressed, but they've got to figure out how to react a little bit quicker because the Jackets are getting in quicker.
Yeah, they seem to be a half a step behind in a lot of times. And a lot of that is the speed that's been coming through that neutral zone from the backside on in. The Blue Jackets, youngest team in the National Hockey League, they're showing those young, youthful legs tonight. They're just motoring straight ahead, not taking the foot off the gas at all. Just continue to keep putting pressure on the Kings, especially when the Kings are in their own end.
3-2 Blue Jackets, and off the draw, Folan to Muzzin. Sends it up the wall, knocked down by Foligno, who has a goal and an assist. Threw it behind the net, but Jenner got bumped. Foligno gets it back right corner to the right circle, into the high slot. Foligno hands it off just out of the reach of Bjorkstrand. Bjorkstrand, Jenner, and Foligno up front on this line. Along the boards, a battle. And the Jackets get it out to Jones, sends it down low. Bjorkstrand into the left corner, feeds the slot. Jenner a shot, blocked by Light. Bjorkstrand again a shot attempt, blocked. Now Jenner sweeps it wide of the net. Right wing boards, Jones chops it in down low. Good shift by the Foligno line. They get it behind the net. Jenner to Foligno, right circle, feeds the slot, gets it back. Right wing board, sends it in down low. Muzzin intercepts, and he'll finally clear it down the ice.
Yeah, definitely a line matchup there. John Tortorella getting that line with Foligno out there against the Kings' fourth unit. They spent their entire shift in the offensive end.
1:53 left, opening period. 3-2 Columbus. Start of a six-game road trip for the Kings. Stretch pass, Atkinson into the zone for Panarin. Chops it behind the Kings' net. Quick for Forbert. And up the wall to Brown. Brown turns and blindly clears it to center. Jackets take over. In on right wing, Wenberg moving down low on his backhand in the corner behind the net. Chased by Doughty. Wenberg out to the left circle. Still chased by Doughty. Had a pass go off Doughty. Picked up by Iafallo. The rookie to center for Doughty. Into the zone, but offside on right wing was Andre Kopitar. A minute 19 left in the period. 3-2 Columbus.
Drew Doughty with a solid play defensively, sealing off the boards against Wenberg. Wenberg put the puck off Doughty's body. It bounced into the slot. The Kings retrieved the puck. And because Doughty would be the fourth man in the attack, he looks to jump up and join. He eventually gets the puck just outside the Blue Jacket zone. But on the entry, the Kings, a little bit miscommunication getting into the zone. They had a 4-on-3 advantage as they had possession just outside the Blue Jacket line.
Shore out with Pearson and Toffoli. And off the draw, Shore will get it in deep. Bobrovsky slows it down behind his net, rims it around to his left, and it gets past everybody and down the ice. Foot race for the puck. Fantenberg, good positioning on Anderson. Made a play to Martinez. To Fantenberg for Toffoli. He got checked. Calvert plays it behind the Kings' net. And Dubinsky in on Martinez. Boy, the Jackets really clogging up the Kings. Sharp angle shot from the boards is wide. That chance taken by Dubinsky. Dubinsky between Calvert and Anderson. This line, they work the boards in deep. Get it behind the net. Picked up by Dubinsky, the ex-Ranger, to the right circle. Stutter steps on Shore, then lost the puck to Shore. Gets it back now, Anderson. Anderson behind the Kings' net. Centers in front. Spinning, shooting! Dubinsky, it's blocked, and the Kings will clear it down the ice. Foot race, Pearson up with it. Pearson into the zone with a shot from the circle and a glove save and a whistle.
Well, great extra effort there by Tanner Pearson. He really got the legs going. He was going in a leg race with Ryan Murray. Eventually, he was able to get the puck. Tyler Toffoli was breaking down the right side. He wanted to make a pass to him, but Murray does a great job staying between here and he and Toffoli, giving him only one option. Bobrovsky, the goaltender, read it well. He got out to the top of his crease there and reached up with the left hand for the save.
13 seconds left in the period. 3-2 Columbus. Kopitar out with Iafallo and Brown, and off the draw, Jack Johnson sends it around the boards and out to center. 6 seconds left. Brown's pass broken up in the neutral zone, and the puck deflects to the Kings line, and that'll do it for the first period. 3-2 Blue Jackets. They get goals from Foligno, Bjorkstrand, and Calvert. The Kings get goals from Kopitar and Lewis. Well, see the Kings take on the Toronto Maple Leafs on home ice at Staples Center for their first home game after this road trip, November 2nd at Staples Center. Starting at just $49, you can get a family pack. Get a game ticket, a hot dog, soda, and a general admission ticket to Sky Space LA. Visit lakings.com/familypack and get it now. Shots in the first period, 10-9 for Columbus. Coming up, back to our studios after the break for a Toyota intermission news update. The time is short, but the savings are big at Toyota's clearance countdown going on now. And after the update, we'll check in with the insider, John Rosen. Between periods 1 and 2 here in Columbus, game 1 of the long road trip, Blue Jackets with a 3-2 lead. And you're listening to Los Angeles Kings Hockey tonight on Talk Radio 790, KBC and the Kings Radio Network, presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
Fall is here, and along with cooler temperatures, it's bringing great rewards thanks to the Take the Money and Ride event from Cooper Tires. For a limited time, you can receive up to a $100 Cooper Tires prepaid card when you buy a new set of four qualifying tires, including the high-performance Cooper Xeon RS3 G1, the long-lasting Cooper CS5 Grand Touring, and the rugged Cooper Discoverer AT3, and many more. For more information or to find a Cooper Tires dealer near you, visit CooperTire.com.
I can't stand losing you. Misplaced your debit card? Turn it off in the Wells Fargo app. When it turns up, turn it back on. Just another way we're building better every day.
I can't stand losing you.
Lost or stolen debit cards must still be reported. See app for details. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks. Which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it all the time.
What are we going to do if we lose the house?
It's time to stop thinking and start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Infectious diseases spread by pests like malaria, Zika, and Chagas disease are causing a worldwide health crisis. Fortunately, here at home, we don't face the same level of threat, but we shouldn't let our guard down. Mosquito-borne diseases like West Nile virus and Zika are impacting communities across the U.S., and Lyme disease spread by ticks is on the rise. Whether around the world or just around the block, get the facts you need to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Don't miss out on your chance to bid on one-of-a-kind LA Kings memorabilia and specialty items available exclusively through the Kings Care Foundation. Text KINGS to 52182 to sign up for text alerts and mobile bidding, or visit lakings.com/auctions to stay up to date with what's available. All proceeds benefit the Kings Care Foundation, the award-winning charity of the LA Kings.
This is the Toyota Hockey Center Update.
I'm Steve Cumming with the Toyota Hockey Center update on 790 KABC. The score after one period, the Blue Jackets 3, the Kings 2. The New York Times is reporting that this past January, 6 months after Fox News ousted Chairman Roger Ailes amid a sexual harassment scandal, the network's then-top-rated host Bill O'Reilly struck a $32 million agreement with longtime network analyst Liz Wiel to settle new sexual harassment allegations. Parent company 21st Century Fox acknowledges that it was aware of the woman's complaints about O'Reilly. They included allegations of repeated harassment, a non-consensual sexual relationship, and the sending of gay pornography and other sexually explicit material to her. It was at least the sixth agreement made by either O'Reilly or the company to settle harassment allegations against him. Despite that, 21st Century Fox began contract negotiations with O'Reilly and in February granted him a four-year extension that paid $25 million a year. Meanwhile, the Directors Guild of America has initiated the process of ejecting disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein from its ranks in the wake of a cascade of sexual harassment and sexual assault accusations. Now, KABC King's intermission traffic on the 110 northbound at Rosecrans. An accident blocking lanes has stopped traffic back to the 91. Delays are up to 20 minutes. In Burbank, on the 5 southbound at Burbank Boulevard, a disabled vehicle is blocking the right lane and has stop-and-go traffic back to Hollywood Way. KABC King's intermission weather, clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s to around 60. Right now, Santa Monica has 69 degrees, Santa Ana has 76, downtown has 74. Next news in the second intermission, breaking news at once. I'm Steve Cummings, 790 KABC News. Again, after the first period, it is the Blue Jackets 3, the Kings 2. Back now with Nick and Daryl on the Kings Radio Network and 790 KABC, sponsored by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
Back here in Columbus, first intermission, 3-2 Blue Jackets. Foligno, Bjorkstrand, and Calvert for Columbus. For the Kings, Kopitar his fifth, and Trevor Lewis with his second. Let's pause 10 seconds right now for station identification on the Kings Radio Network.
Cipolla in the zone, shoots, scores!
The home of Kings Hockey.
KABC, Los Angeles,
Orange County,
a Cumulus station.
And we're joined now by the insider, John Rosen, who follows the Kings home and road all season long at LAKings.com. Subject number one tonight, John, Derek Forbert had such an outstanding rookie season last year, appeared in all 82 games for the Kings, paired most of the year with Drew Doughty. He was in the news earlier this week.
Yeah, well-deserved contract extension, 2 years, $5.05 million. Now played 102 games coming into tonight, 3 goals, 22 points, plus 12 rating in his NHL career. Of course, he was the last player from the 2010 draft to make his NHL debut. We all knew and we had heard from the development staff, and I believe he knew that the development would take time. So Derek Forbert, with that in mind, said, I don't think I really lost sight of what my end goals were, and I just knew that I had to stick to the path and keep developing, keep getting stronger, and eventually the chips would fall where they may. Team has been very happy with his progress. He's had a good start to the year this year. Last year when he had that strong season, the team had asked him to add that firmness, that toughness down low, good battle component. He's done exactly that. John Stevens yesterday, 2 days ago, said he's really formed an identity as a player that we like on our hockey team. Also said he's excited to see a player progress the way that he has. The talks with Forbert began about a month ago, really picked up steam again over the last week, and Derek wanted to get something done before this road trip.
So Derek Forbert now a 2-year extension. And from a young player in Derek Forbert, we talk now about a veteran making his Kings debut here tonight, and that's Brooks Like.
Yeah, a 1-year contract to the league minimum, $650,000 at the NHL level. It's a two-way contract. Via Bob McKenzie of TSN, the team had agreed on a contract before Jeff Carter's injury, but of course the injury to Carter provides the impetus to get him on the team as soon as possible. Speaking with some people in Ontario, they were prepared to potentially see Brooks Like play several games to somewhat shake off that rust, because he only got into one preseason game, but that's not the case. There's a need. He's in the lineup making his Kings debut here this evening, 764 career NHL games entering tonight. Interesting quote that he had, and there was a great conversation, really a good speaker. He said, last year I had a great conversation with an ex-teammate and a great friend of mine, Jeff Halpert, and he said he wished that when he went through the situation, he would have stuck it out until Christmas. He was in a similar situation, practicing but not playing with a team, didn't have a contract. Like said, I think he hung it up at the end of October, maybe early November, so in my mind, I was at least prepared, and this is going back to the summer, at least prepared to go through Christmas, probably even to the start of January until I might have started looking for a different way of life. But I was even prepared to do it on my own, to rent ice every day, and to skate on my own. I was fortunate that they allowed allowed me to come back and keep in shape with NHL caliber guys and also get to know the team more. So really interesting story, and that's a really classy move too by this Kings organization. Rob Blake, Luke Robitaille, John Stevens for facilitating that. And you root for somebody like that to try and regain his game. NHL veteran, he should fit in well with this group.
Yeah, Brooks Like, 15-year pro. Of course, the bulk of it with the Washington Capitals. And, of course, John, Brooks Like is in because Jeff Carter is out.
Yeah, Jeff Carter underwent surgery on Thursday. There's no timetable on his return. This is not a short-term injury, short-term timetable here. Injury was to his ankle when Jeff Petrie of the Montreal Canadiens, while delivering a hit, his skate came up and cut him in the back of his left ankle. John Stevens said, we're going to have guys that have increased responsibilities. We're going to have guys that are obviously going to play with different people. One player that should be the beneficiary of some extra minutes is going to be Nick Shore. He gets the first crack of skating in between Tanner Pearson and Tyler Toffoli. First period so far, Nick Shore, 6 minutes and 59 seconds of ice time. That equates to, I'm doing math right now, 20 minutes and 57 seconds of ice time over a full game. Had one shot attempt in that first period, won 4 of 7 face-offs, but you know what? He's just going to be one player amongst a committee of players who are going to have that opportunity. The Kings will eventually start looking and perhaps maybe identifying other centers from other teams with the potential to eventually make a trade, but I don't get the feel that anything is imminent or that there's anything that we should be holding our breath over right now.
And as we talked about, John, it's a real test for the Kings this road trip. 6 teams at all were in the playoffs last year. So John Stevens and Rob Blake, the GM, are going to get a good feel for who can do what at center ice in the worst of situations, playing a road game as opposed to a home game where, of course, the home team gets the last change.
Yeah, you never want to see these types of circumstances bring that about, but this is going to be a good test, and we are going to learn a lot more about this team right now. Good, challenging set of circumstances. It starts with, obviously, a very good up-tempo Columbus team that has some good scoring depth. So doesn't get any easier Saturday in Toronto. That'll be a fun game as well. But the Kings, for so long, especially after they received Mike Richards via trade, Jeff Carter via trade, center depth, 1-2 centers, that has been such a strength of this team. That's going to be tested a little bit here. So some adversity. We'll see how they fare on this very challenging trip.
John Rosen, the insider. Check him out daily. We all do at LAKings.com. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Nick. My pleasure.
We head to period two here at Nationwide Arena, and the Blue Jackets with a 3-2 lead. And we'll be back after this break. You're listening to Los Angeles Kings Hockey Tonight on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Radio Network, presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. 3-2 Columbus. We get underway here in the second. Quick, and the Kings defend to our left. Doughty up the wall, held in by Dubinsky. Gave it right back to Doughty, who now hands it off to his partner, Derek Forbert. Kings moving left to right offensively in the period to Doughty and ahead to Kopitar. And off to Iafalo on left wing, but his dumping attempt goes off Jones's stick and out of play. We take a look at some of the numbers in that first period. Columbus 10 shots, the Kings 9. Blue Jackets had both power plays, went 1 of 2. Kings power play, if they get a chance or two, and they likely will. It's been hot lately. The Kings power play goals in 3 straight games, going 5 for 9 in that stretch.
And one number that really jumps out in that first period, we talked about a number of occasions, Columbus, the worst in the faceoff circle entering action tonight in the NHL. They win 64% of the draws in the opening 20 minutes. That allowed them time and possession. That's an area the Kings are going to look to improve upon here in a second.
And right off the draw, Jack Johnson's pass up the left wing goes down for icing. Yeah, John Tortorella was talking about that. 5-2-0 start for his team, but dead last entering the game in faceoffs and a power play that only had one goal in 7 games. But the faceoff's better tonight, and they have a power play goal. Off the draw, Iafalo across to Muzzin. A shot, save, rebound. Back out to Muzzin, left circle. His shot, he scores! Jake Muzzin, as the Kings won the faceoff, got the puck at the left circle. His first attempt was stopped or blocked, but the Kings got it back to Muzzin at the left circle, and he beats Bobrovsky. We're tied again for the third time tonight. It's 3-3.
A lot of patience on that second bid by Jake Muzzin. The first shot got through. It was saved. On the second one, he dragged the puck to the middle of the ice, looking for an opportunity. In front of the net, Iafallo was off to one side of the goaltender. Traffic on the other side, I think it was Dustin Brown. But he was able to pick the corner. He puts it up over the left shoulder of the goaltender. King strike third, quick and early in the second, 40 seconds in, to tie the game at three.
So Jake Muzzin, who has an assist as well, now 7 points and a six-game point-scoring streak. And the Kopitar line stays out. They get it in the zone. Left wing board, sharp angle shot. Kopitar save. And the rookie Iafallo will get an assist. He's got it again. Feeds it left circle to Muzzin. Another shot juggled, saved by Bobrovsky. Muzzin with his third attempt from that circle on this shift. Blue Jackets clear. Kopitar for Muzzin off his stick and down the ice. So it's Kopitar, Lewis, and Muzzin with goals here tonight early in the second period. Werenski ahead to center ice. Tipped to Bjorkstrand, to Foligno in the zone to Jenner. Left wing, a shot over the net. That might have been deflected. Shore out of the King zone. Up the left wing. Cross ice to Pearson to the right circle. A shot just wide. Doughty outside the left circle holding on. Doughty moving down low behind the net. Doughty looking. Feeds it out up top. Tipped across to Toffoli. Now to Forbert. Base of the right circle. Throws it behind the net for Shore. Rims it out to the point. Doughty dumps it back in down low. Jackets intercept. Can't clear. Kicked back in deep by Doughty. Chased down by Pearson. Pearson with a puck. Cross ice it comes. Doughty couldn't one-time it. Got it to Shore for Toffoli. Up high to Forbert. To Doughty. One-timer. Save. Good shift there by the Shore Pearson Toffoli line.
And they set up a pretty good opportunity. Drew Doughty, playing on his offside, was able to get that one right in his wheelhouse. But as the puck comes over to his side, everything in front of the goaltender parts. Bobrovsky was able to get his eyes on it and track it. Kings now four shots on goal here early in the second. All four have come from the defense. Three from Muzzin and one from Doughty.
Iafallo and Kopitar drawing the assist on the tying goal a few moments ago. So Kopitar with a goal and an assist tonight, and a team-high 10 points, 5 goals and 5 assists. So Andre out of the gate quickly after only 12 goals last year and not being the Kings' top point producer. Jeff Carter led the team in goals and points. Jackets in the zone, left circle. Shot attempt by Sedlak, deflected off a stick and wide. Fantenberg up with it, double teamed. Sedlak behind the King's net, watched by Camilleri. Fantenberg up with a puck, rims it around the wall. Jackets hold it in, get it to the right side. Sharp angle shot, save is made on the bid down low by Sedlak, and the Kings will get a clear. Jonathan Quick and Sergei Bobrovsky, the matchup in goal here tonight. Quick in his career, 14-6-0 against the Blue Jackets. Jackets turn it over coming out of their zone. Kings play it right back in. Stretch pass, Savard to Panarin to Wenberg on right wing. He'll get it in deep. Alec Martinez neatly for Auger. Auger a rink-wide pass, but the Kings were changing. They wave off the icing. Jones tied up, knocked down by Andreoff, but Jones got it ahead. Atkinson to Wenberg, to Werenski, into the zone to Panarin. Panarin a shot block. Martinez another block. 3-3 tie again. Werenski, sharp angle, save made. Rebound, save is made off Panarin. And Quick will cover.
Well, the initial puck that bounced off the goaltender, Panarin right there on the doorstep, looking for that rebound attempt. Quick was right out at the edge of his crease, focusing on that puck with his eyes. You can see his eyes tracking the puck. Eventually, he was able to cover up. So after giving up the first four shots of the period, the Blue Jackets come back. They now have the last three shots on goal, trying to turn things back in their favor and regain a lead.
3-3, Kopitar, Lewis, and Muzzin goals here tonight. Kopitar's line back out and off the draw. Doughty feeds Forbert, sends it out to center. Tipped across by Iafallo for Kopitar. Didn't work. Jackets tip it back into the King's end. Kings moving left to right offensively. Doughty up the middle for Brown on left wing. His shot tipped. Score! Drew Doughty cruising between the circles, I think got a touch on it. The shot from the left wing boards by Brown, and Doughty about 25 feet straight out tips it, and the Kings have a 4-3 lead.
Yeah, the goaltender Bobrovsky was definitely focused on that shot that was coming through, not anticipating any type of a tip from where that came. And Doughty just gets enough of a stick on it, puts the puck back into the net. So less than 4 minutes into the second period, Kings have scored twice. They lead it 4-3.
On the replay, Doughty, Darrell, looked like he had his stick parallel to the ice along his waist. It was a good goal call on the ice, so not a high stick. And it skipped in over the shoulder of Bobrovsky under the crossbar. They're holding up play, and they'll take a look at it. But the NHL has got to have conclusive evidence that the stick was definitely above the crossbar, and it was not. It's a good goal. So the Kings are back in front for the second time tonight. They've led 2-1 and now 4-3. Not even close to being halfway through the game, and we have seven goals. The top two defensive teams in the NHL. Ah! Planned away, the Jackets will get it in, and the Kings get a clear. Kopitar's line stays out. Jack Johnson fires it in from center ice. Chased down by Boone Jenner. He was checked, and Brown plays it ahead. Aya followed to Kopitar. Tried to hand it off to Forbert jumping up, but that play didn't work. At the attacking blue line, stretch pass to Jenner left wing in the zone. His shot, kick save, rebound ashore. Plays it up the wall, onside, no, offside, as the Jackets were changing Toffoli. If Toffoli gets that onside, he might have had a lane to the net off the right wing. Doughty from Brown and Forbert, the go-ahead goal at 3:59 here in the second.
Well, I think right now the mindset of both teams, put pucks on the net. Not that either goaltender is playing poorly, but for whatever reason, there's bodies going in that area. Rebounds are coming off goaltenders. There's a lot of traffic at both nets. And the result, seven goals here through 25 minutes of play.
4-3 Kings. Face off to the right of Drew Doughty. And Shore wins the draw. Martinez around for Pearson and to Shore to center. Shore stick handling, checked by Atkinson. The other way, Panarin for Atkinson. Back to Panarin. That pass broken up. Kings take over. Toffoli's outlet pass hit a leg and deflects down to the Columbus line. Jones for Panarin into the Kings zone on left wing. Drives down low. Stops up on his forehand. Feeds it cross ice. Spinning away from pressure is Wenberg. His centering pass, Atkinson. Tipped it out to Werenski. Drives the slot. Fanned on a shot. Kings will take over with Muzzin. Outlets on left wing. Picked up to Foley in the zone on his off wing with a shot off Jones's stick and out of play. 14:30 left in the second. And 4-3. Kings, Darrell, on that last shift. Martinez was back with Muzzin. We mentioned the first period. John Stevens had shaken up two of his three combinations. He had Muzzin with Vandenberg, Martinez with Folan. But we'll see if they go back to the combinations we've seen for most of the early part of the season. And now Vandenberg is out with Folan.
Yeah, a lot of familiarity with those two. And I think, you know, the last couple of games, he's just trying a couple of things, John Stevens. Just making sure when you get on the road, you're going to have a lot of different matchups. Just to see, try to build a little chemistry, get guys used to each other's tendencies on the ice.
Off the draw, Camilleri out to Vandenberg. Rolling puck, couldn't get it in deep. It's cleared and hammered right back in by Camilleri. Kempe, Camilleri, and Lewis in on the forecheck. Lewis, and now the puck free along the boards. Camilleri in a board battle. Jenner away with it. Sends the puck ahead. Bjorkstrand in the zone. The right circle, a shot. Save, rebound, loose. Cleared away by the Kings. Camilleri for Kempe. Room up the right wing to the attacking line with a shot blocked. Off the in-dasher boards, it comes in front. Cleared away by Bobrovsky. 4-3 Kings, second period in Columbus. Foligno ahead for Jenner. He'll get it in down into the King zone, and then Jenner rides forward into the and Dasher boards. Follin sends the puck around the wall, held in Savard. Sharp angle shot, save. Follin again, battling with Anderson. Andrioff is there. Puck comes free. Jenner gets it out to Savard. Walks the line. Shot is blocked. Sedlak for Columbus. Pushed into the boards by Forbert. And again, a board battle. Nice scrum for the puck. Forbert pinned along the wall. Sedlak pinned him. Got the puck. Threw it behind the net. And now Follin taken hard into the boards. No call there. Puck centered. Sedlak. A one-timer blocked, and now the Kings will get it down the ice. Follin, slow to get up, and he's kind of limping off the ice. And we got a whistle right here, and I don't know, too many men in the ice? Someone's going to get a penalty.
They're going to call it icing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're calling it icing. And right now they're just trying to determine whether or not Follin is going to be able to stay out for the shift. He was limping going towards the bench, so... Right, that's the message of John Stevens just trying to get across to the officials. So Muzzin back into the bench. They are going to let Follin be replaced, so they will get that change they were looking for.
Yeah, the referee, Le Cuillier, was really motioning at center ice at the whistle. I thought he had spotted an infraction, but he was emphatic in trying to keep the five skaters on as the Kings ice the puck. 4-3 Kings, the fourth goal, Doughty his third. From Brown and Forbert. So Brown, a multi-point game tonight with two assists. Dubinsky out with Dubois, their first-round pick 2 years ago, and Calvert. Calvert in on the draw with Brooks Light. Kings win the draw. Forbert sends it ahead to Andrioff. Andrioff struggles with the puck. Light there to support. Left it for Forbert. And to Doughty. On the right wing, ahead for Auger off his stick. Jackets keep it out of their zone. Come to center ice. Dubinsky will wrist it in deep. Chased down by Calvert. Calvert along the boards outside the left circle. Puck free, and Auger will dump it out to center ice. Second game for right winger Justin Auger, whose parents saw him play his first NHL game in L.A. on Wednesday. Flew in from Waterloo, Ontario. Kopitar to center ice, to the attacking line on the right wing. Drives down low, lost an edge. Goes sliding into the boards. Auger in for the puck. And we get a whistle.
Like a hand pass possibly by Kopitar.
Yeah, Kopitar on his ice, giving the puck to Auger. We'll take a break. 11:53 left, second period in Columbus. The Kings with a 4-3 lead. Kings Hockey presented to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. The Kings here in Columbus tonight, a 4-3 lead in the second period. The Kings AHL affiliate, the Ontario Reign, will be home in about a half hour. 6 o'clock start in Southern California. The Ontario Reign and the Bakersfield Condors, OntarioReign.com for tickets. Second home game in the young season for Mike Scuthers, Ontario Reign. Play underway here as Dubinsky got the puck down the ice, chased down by Anderson, moves behind the net, walks out, shoots, and a save, lunging to his left, quick. And now the puck picked up and the Kings out of their zone. Kopitar for Brown into the zone, right circle, feeds the slot, shot fired wide by Martinez as he tried to one-time it. Iafallo pestering a defender, Johnson, but Johnson got it up and out to center. Kings moving left to right offensively here in the second period with a 4-3 lead. Forbert ahead for Kopitar, steers it in. Chased down by Brown and Johnson. The two veterans collide. Tanner Pearson tried to center it, went through onto the right wing boards. Doughty trying to get a handle on it. Bouncing puck, he does. He got it in deeper, but the Jackets take over. Johnson plays it ahead. Atkinson stick handling to the Kings line. High slot. A shot blocked. On the right wing boards, Panarin sends it in down low. And a battle behind the net. Wenberg taken out by Doughty. And now Shore will hand it off for Forbert. Forbert's pass connects to Pearson, who cleared it to center. Back quickly. Panarin in on right wing. Around Pearson in too deep. He centers. Picked off and cleared out of the zone by Toffoli. Almost midway through the second period, game one of the six-game road trip for the Kings. Panarin to the Kings line on left wing for Wenberg to Panarin. Rims it around the wall, right wing side to Atkinson. Throws it behind the net, winds up on the left wing boards. Toffoli tried to clear it past Werenski, could not. But Forbert is there, and he'll send it down off Pearson's stick into the Columbus end.
Kings need to get a little bit going offensively. They have not had a shot on goal since they took the lead 4-3. Columbus starting to throw some pucks in the direction of Jonathan Quick, out shooting the Kings now 17-13.
In on left wing, Bjorkstrand has a goal tonight. His shot attempt blocked. Now Boone Jenner plays it in the high slot, gets it back from Bjorkstrand, a shot attempt blocked. Chased down now on the left wing side by Bjorkstrand. His pass into the corner. Martinez had it, lost it. Pass into the high slot. Shot taken there by Murray is kicked out. Now Martinez throws it up the wall. Nutavari pinching. Got it in down low, but Kempe is up with it. And he'll get it to Lewis to center ice. Lewis to the attacking line. Hands it off right side. Camilleri, a shot. Blocker save. And now the other way, Columbus. Up the right wing, Bjorkstrand into the King zone on right wing, met along the boards by Fantenberg, who continues to do good things for the Kings, and this is first year in L.A., and the Kings will clear it down.
Yeah, he picked up an assist in that first period, extending his assist and point streak to four games. Also an impressive +2 rating when the team was trailing 3-2.
Savard off for Dubois, who got it in deep. Sedlak in on the forecheck with a bump on Fantenberg. Puck to Auger along the wall. Auger got it free to Follin behind the Kings. That end to Fantenberg. To Auger off his stick, held in. Johnson feeds it left circle. Centering pass, and Sedlak's shot is held onto by Quick. Quick passing play there. Sedlak set up by Sonny Milano, but Quick tracked it. We'll take a break. 8:18 left, second period in Columbus. 4-3 Kings. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times all the time.
Kings hockey now.
Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood.
Monday at noon.
7979 KABC.
Well, it's been a back-and-forth game here tonight in Columbus. Jackets have led 1-0 and 3-2. The Kings have had leads of 2-1 and 4-3, and that's where it stands right now. 4-3 Kings, 8:18 left, second period. And off the draw, Anderson a shot blocked. Dubinsky won the draw to center ice, high a follow. And the rookie will get it in deep and chase it down with Johnson. Following up is Brown, but the Jackets get it to Dubinsky, who clears. Doughty pressured at his own line. Jackets had the puck, but Anderson gave it up to Brown. To Forbert for Doughty. Surveys, looks ahead. His pass ahead, tipped onside. I have followed a Brown, a shot right side, and a save. Kind of a busted play, but Brown got the shot from outside the right circle.
Well, a little note from the Kings PR department. Eddie Fisherman sending us this. With his assist tonight, Oscar Fantenberg extends his assist and point streak to four games. That's the longest streak by a Kings rookie since Alex Zidnik back in 1993, March of 93. He went 0-6-6 over that period, four-game streak.
Six assists, yep. 6 points in a four-game point streak. 4-3 Kings off the draw. Martinez in deep for Pearson into the right-wing corner. Pearson bumped there by Werenski, puck now centered by Toffoli, but nobody could get a handle on it for the Kings. And here comes Columbus. Bjorkstrand will get it in deep. Chase it down behind the net. Fans on a pass to the slot. Cleared to the blue line, not out. Toffoli to Pearson to shore, into the zone, to the right circle. A shot, missed the short side. Pearson on the left wing boards with it. Tied up by Werenski, who poked it free, held in by the Kings. Muzzin got it down low, and now a centering feed by Shore comes out to the blue line. Martinez got it in deep. Back out to Toffoli with a shot tipped on by Shore and a save. And the Jackets are now going to be called for icing. Kings hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Conveniently located along the I-10. less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo Casino, good times anytime, good times all the time.
And with Alec Martinez pinching in, Tyler Toffoli comes out. He becomes the right point man. Does a nice job when he gets that puck up high. Just throws a quick, simple little shot towards the net. Redirected at the top of the crease by Shore, and a big save by Bobrovsky.
Off the draw, the Kings with it, and a shot pass by Lewis. Tipped just wide by Camilleri. Kempe, the other forward out. 4-3 Kings. They battle to keep it in. A loose puck winds up now off Foligno's stick in on Bobrovsky, and Kempe doing a little pushing and shoving with some of the jackets. Adrian Kempe getting involved here. He told us in the pregame show that he's played both wing and center the last couple of years. Of course, to start this season, Darryl playing center ice, learning how to be a responsible player. But he's been effective in on the forecheck the last couple of games.
And that's because of his speed. He's, you know, with that speed, he's able to get in there. Nobody can put the stick on you anymore and hold you up, put that stick in your midsection, take you out of your stride. So because of that, he should get in there quickly on the forecheck. He should be able to disrupt things. He should dictate the way the opposition's going to break the puck out, and whoever's on the ice with him, they can react off his lead and then go at that puck wherever it's directed.
Off the draw, a forward shot is blocked. And now Wenberg out to center ice for Columbus. Dishes off for Panarin. Back to Wenberg. Sealed off along the wall. Kicking at it. Got it out to Johnson. Now for Panarin, left circle. Brings it out to the blue line, does Panarin. With a shot, saved through traffic. And down low a battle. And away with the puck, Brown. Headmans to Kopitar. For Iafallo, right wing into the zone. A shot, saved, loose puck, a scramble. Cleared away by Columbus. And here's Panarin the other way. Up the right wing to the Kings line. Still with it to the left circle. Holding on. Sharp angle shot. Missed the net. And the puck picked up by Kopitar. No, he chopped at it. Missed it. But now Auger got it to center ice, where Iafallo will get it in deep.
Well, right there, Iafallo comes just inches from scoring his first goal. Good shot coming in on his off wing. Bobrovsky gets a piece of it. And then the Kings try to push it across the line as the Columbus Blue Jackets recover.
Now in on right wing, Nudavari, a defenseman, got a pass in the slot. His backhander kicked out. Jackets work it to Murray for Milano. Milano sends it in behind the Kings goal without a stick. Martinez kicking at it. Got it to Andrioff. Andrioff will get it down the ice. If he had connected with a pass to Leick or Auger, the Kings would have had a 3-on-2. Up ice pressure by Brooks Leick. And Justin Auger out there with Andrioff. Now Auger along the wall battling. He's 6'6", about 230. Puck out to the blue line. A Folland shot is blocked. And now the puck down to the Kings line. Kings couldn't hold it in. To the net. Milano scores! The Kings had a chance to clear with Vandenberg and Folland. But it was held in, and Milano took it right to the net. Backhanded it up high to tie the game again. We're tied for the fourth time tonight. Kings 4, Blue Jackets 4.
Now the Blue Jackets with that up ice pressure, not allowing the Kings to get comfortable with the puck in their own zone. Folland tried to chip the puck past the forechecker, and then Vandenberg came across. He swept it up the boards in the back end. Milano blocked that, and what a back end by Milano as he comes in on his off wing, elevating it over the left shoulder of Quick to tie the game at 4.
Yeah, on the replay, it almost looked like the shot got a piece of the left shoulder of Quick, but went in. So rookie Sonny Milano with his 5th goal. And the goal at 15-15. The Blue Jackets are a young team, but they have a lot of talent. Last year, a franchise record for wins and points. They had the fourth best record in the NHL. They lost in the first round to Pittsburgh. Of course, the Penguins went on to win the Cup. Player underway, Doughty in the zone. Hands it off for Toffoli. Moves into the right corner behind the net. Sends it out to Forbert. Forbert with a shot. Saved through traffic. Pearson screening. And Bobrovsky will hold. 4:11 left second period in Columbus. Well, if you like goals, you like this one here tonight. We're tied at 4. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Los Angeles Kings on Talk Radio 790 KABC. And the Kings Radio Network brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
The home of Kings hockey.
790 KABC.
Well, it might not be a track meet, but it is looking like one. 4-4, 4-11 left here in the second period. Considering the amount of goals, not that many shots. Right off the draw, the puck behind the net, and Brown on a wraparound attempt, and then got hooked on the play. And if that's the case, the Kings will get their first power play tonight, and it comes late here in the second period.
Yeah, Jack Johnson going to the penalty box for the hook. Dustin Brown got the puck in tight around the Blue Jackets net. Quickly tried to bring the puck around back out front. Jack Johnson in lost body position. Reaches in with a stick. Gives him a little bit of a tug. So that would probably be deemed a decent penalty, because if he doesn't put a stick on him, Dustin Brown's going to get in all around out front on the goaltender.
So the Kings' first power play tonight. They've been hot lately. Last three games, 5 of 9 with a man advantage. They win the draw and set it up. Kopitar to Brown, moves behind the net. Into the left corner, to the left circle, turns, and a shot gloved by Bobrovsky, who juggled it. Brown trying to catch Bobrovsky napping a bit right there with that quick release. So with Jeff Carter out, again with the leg injury, had a surgical procedure, out indefinitely. The first power play unit has a different look. Kopitar is out there with Brown and Camilleri instead of Carter up front. Martinez and Doughty on the blue line. 4-4, 3:55 left second period. And off the draw, Doughty for Kopitar, left circle at the goal line for Camilleri. Moves behind the net, leaves it left corner for Kopitar. Outside the left circle now, Kopitar out to Martinez. Walks the line, feeds it right side to Doughty, to the right dot. Feeds it up top to Martinez. His shot tipped and cleared away. It was tipped by Brown and then cleared by Columbus. And from center, Calvert will get it into the zone. Up with a loose puck, Dubinsky, after Kopitar fell. But Dubinsky at the end of the shift out of gas. And Kopitar will take over. Kopitar up the middle. Kopitar will hammer it in the zone. Brown on the right wing boards. Threw it behind the net, but Savard steals, and the Blue Jackets get a clear.
Yeah, that power play unit was exhausted halfway through the power play, so they head right to the bench, get some fresh legs out. Martinez and Doughty stay back in the blue line.
Power play, 50 seconds left. 4-4 tie. Doughty lifts it in. He'll chase it down with Rawrenski, a pair of eights. In for the puck to Foley, but his pass broken up. Numbers Columbus. Shorthanded Jenner in on right wing. Feeds the slot. Moving in, a shot. Savard save. And the rebound held long enough by Quick for a whistle. Quick, Darrell wanted, he tried to skate right up the middle after he made the stop and then passed the puck, knowing that three Jackets were caught in deep.
That's exactly where his mindset was. A great feel for the game. He knew he had the puck with him. He knew he had made the save. And he saw the three blue sweaters right there. Had he been able to put the puck down, Kings maybe in the transition would have been able to create a no-number tack going back the other way. But the key was focusing on making that save. Still 35 seconds left on the penalty to Jack Johnson.
4-4 tie. Kings win the draw. 2.5 left second period. Muzzin out now with Fantenberg. Iafallo to Foley and Pearson. Fantenberg for Iafallo on right wing. Iafallo stripped of the puck. Wenberg to the Kings line. Now we'll rag it back and throw it inside his line for Jones, who feeds Murray, and Murray will get it down. Quick will settle it down for Muzzin. 5 seconds on the man advantage. Muzzin a goal and an assist tonight. Ahead for Toffoli, who steers it in deep. And the Jackets with a successful penalty kill. 2 minutes left, second period. To center ice. Foligno will knock it into the King zone. Forbert retreats. Forbert along the wall. Threw it ahead for Lewis to shore. Into Lewis on right wing. To the zone right circle, a shot. Missed the upper left corner. Forbert left point. Sends it down low to shore. Goes off his stick. Panarin will now hand it off and get it back. Panarin a feed on right wing. And the Jackets, Werenski will send it down past Anderson. A minute 20 left, second period. Kings moving left to right offensively. Doughty a goal tonight. Ahead for Kopitar on right wing. Went off his stick at the Columbus line. Werenski, a long stretch pass, misses everybody. And this will be icing. So a face-off in the Columbus end. A minute 8 left in the period, 4-4.
And just you can see right there what the thought process is of the Columbus Blue Jackets, knowing that the Kings' second period long change towards the end of a shift in the transition to try to spring Bruce Jenner, Jenner there, who got in behind, Boone Jenner got in behind the defense, but unfortunately that pass was about 15 feet out of his reach.
Kopitar off the draw, wins it. Brown for Martinez, right side. His shot hit Kopitar in the back between the circles. And Calvert will clear the zone. A minute play in the period. Iafallo across to Martinez. And ahead for Brown. Brown checked at the attacking line by Werenski. Battles to get it back and get it in deep. He does. Savard for Columbus. A pass ahead. Calvert at center ice will get it in deep. Calvert with a bump on Martinez, and the Kings take over with Brown. Brown cross ice feed over the stick of Iafallo in the neutral zone. Muzzin follows up, but he goes in offside with Iafallo trapped. 28.2 left in the period. Kings hockey brought to you by Cooper Tires. Get a voucher good for two free tickets to a select LA Kings regular season game during Cooper Tires Buy 4 and Score event. Visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer for complete forms, terms, and conditions. And off the draw, Murray for Columbus takes over for Jones and ahead on right wing off Wenberg's stick at the Kings line. Doughty hammers it around the glass and it bounces out to center ice. Shot right back in by Jones with 10 seconds left. And Doughty carries behind his own net, now up the middle. Stretch pass off to Foley, goes all the way down. Jones hammers it off the boards, and there's the buzzer. So the Kings, early in the period, got a goal to tie it from Muzzin, 40 seconds in, 3-3. Iafallo and Kopitar assisting. Then they took the lead at 3:59 on Doughty's third from Brown and Forbert, but Milano came back to tie it at 15-15. With his fifth unassisted, and we are tied at four after two periods.
Well, in both the first and the second period, the Kings got off to a good start. Even though they didn't score the first goal of the game in the first period, their first couple of shifts created a couple of good chances. They got everybody involved on the attack. They won the early faceoffs, and then as the periods went on, that's when the Blue Jackets started to turn things back in their favor. The aggressive forecheck of the Blue Jackets, something the Kings are really going to have to watch in the third period. Defense has got to make sure that they hustle to get back. Jonathan Quick has to continue to communicate with his defense. Let everybody know where the pressure is coming from. Forwards have to make themselves available. It might be a hard rim, but they've got to find a way to get the puck past that initial forecheck. If not, the Blue Jackets are going to turn it into good scoring chances. That's how they tied the game up late here in the second period.
The Kings with a point here tonight, a win or an overtime or a shootout loss will tie a franchise record. Points in seven straight to start a season. They did that back in 1995, going 4-0-3. They enter tonight's game 5-0-1. Goals tonight by Kopitar, Lewis, Muzzin, and Doughty for the Kings. For Columbus, Foligno, Bjorkstrand, Calvert, and Milano. Shots in that second period. Kings 11, a total of 20 on Bobrovsky. Columbus 12, a total of 22 on Jonathan Quick. Looking to get to some future Kings games? Well, save on ticket price and fees by getting a mini plan. There are plenty of choices for preset three-game and five-game mini plans, along with the option of the Flex plan, which allows you to build a plan of the exact games you'd like to attend. For all the details, visit lakings.com/mini plans now and see all the great options. Coming up in our second intermission, back to our studios for a Toyota intermission news update. The time is short, but the savings are big at Toyota's clearance countdown going on now. And after the update, we check the notebook and the scoreboard. Between periods 2 and 3 in Columbus, the Kings and Blue Jackets are tied at 4. Kings Hockey, presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, anytime, good times, all the time. Kings tonight, the way it was in the score sheet. But Andrei Kopitar, the game-winning goal, two goals and an assist. He was outstanding in the circle.
Yeah, he was great in the face-off circle, and he was also great in the defensive zone. There were times, you know, when they needed that calming effect, things to be able to settle things down. He got along the boards, took hits in order to make plays, kept pucks out of danger's way, and in the offensive zone, he picked his spot nicely. He settles the game down offensively, especially in the absence of Jeff Carter. They needed somebody to step up the middle of the ice. Well, the big horse got the job done tonight, the game's number one star.
Andrei Kopitar, two goals and an assist, including the game winner late in the third, star number one, Dustin Brown. 4 points for the fourth time in his career, a goal and three assists, star number two. And Jake Muzzin, now with a six-game point streak, 3 points, a goal and two assists. Kings win it 6-4. The highlights are up next when the postgame returns. The Kings are presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
Ah, the fall's upon us. The kids are back at school, and for any season, it will always be Stanley Pest Control for Jillian and me. The weather changes, but you know who's still there? Those pesky bugs like ants, bees, cockroaches, spiders, and termites. Stanley Pest Control is always providing fast, professional, and guaranteed customer service. For a free inspection, call Stanley right now at 1-800-GOT-BUGS or visit Stanley online at stanleypest.com.
Stanley Pest Control, call 1-800-GOT-BUGS.
This Sweetest Day, celebrate the person you call sweetie. In my case, my mirror. Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Every Thursday, play with your rewards card to take home free Pyrex bakeware.
Number two,
you could win a custom Mustang this Sunday and every Sunday in October.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Don't miss Iron Mike in Mike Tyson Undisputed Truth, October 27th.
Morongo, good times.
Fall is here, and along with cooler temperatures, it's bringing great rewards thanks to the Take the Money and Ride event from Cooper Tires. For a limited time, you can receive up to a $100 Cooper Tires prepaid card when you buy a new set of four qualifying tires, including the high-performance Cooper Zeon RS3 G1, the long-lasting Cooper CS5 Grand Touring, and the rugged Cooper Discoverer AT3, and many more. For more information, or to find a Cooper Tires dealer near you, visit CooperTire.com.
Especially when it comes to my facility and my guys. Everyone's got their PPE. Safe boots, safe goggles, safe gloves, safe everything. If I could make the vending machine safer around here, I would. Believe me, I've tried. That's why I love Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They help keep my facility safe and my people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kings, baby.
Postgame show continues. The Kings with a 6-4 win here in Columbus. It was a wild, hectic first period. We had four goals in a span of 2 minutes and 17 seconds. And it was Foligno that started the scoring with a power play goal for Columbus at 5:43, his second of the year from Panarin and Werenski. But then, just a minute 8 seconds later, the Kings tied it up. Muzzin ahead for Kopitar. The Kings to center. Into the zone on left wing. Kopitar at the circle. Stops up on his backhand. Forehand. Threw it behind the net. Now a scrum for the puck. And up with it. Brown feeds the slot. One-timer. Score! Andrei Kopitar. Dustin Brown won the board battle in the corner. Was able to find Kopitar in the high slot. And Kopitar beats Bobrovsky on the short side, and the Kings come right back to tie it up at one. And for Andrei, who didn't get his fifth goal of the season last year till January 24th, five goals already. The goal at 6:51 from Brown and Muzzin. And at 7:33, right after the Kopitar goal, the Kings took the lead.
Kopitar, along with a lot of the Kings last year, when Jonathan Quick went down in game one, they put so much emphasis on the defensive part of their game, they sacrificed the offense.
Kings into the zone, backhander, Trevor Lewis from the circle, and he scores! Trevor Lewis into the zone on left wing on his backhand, let the shot go from the left circle, and it beat Bobrovsky, stick side upper right corner. And the Kings have their first lead. It's 2-1. And for Trevor, the veteran, his second goal, Camilleri and Fantenberg with the assist. But 27 seconds later, at 8 minutes even, Bjorkstrand on a rebound tied it with his first of the year, tied it at 2. Savard and Foligno assisting, and it was tied midway through the period. At 14:02 of the first period, Calvert on a rebound made it 3-2 Columbus from Anderson and Johnson, and that was the score at the end of one period, 3-2 Columbus. But the Kings came out in the second period and got two goals quickly. The first one came just 40 seconds into the period. Off the draw, Iafallo across to Muzzin, a shot, a rebound. Back out to Muzzin, left circle, his shot, he scores! Jake Muzzin, as the Kings won the faceoff, got the puck at the left circle. His first attempt was stopped or blocked, but the Kings got it back to Muzzin at the left circle, and he beats Bobrovsky. We're tied again for the third time tonight. It's 3-3. Second of the year for Muzzin, Iafallo, and Kopitar assisting at 40 seconds of the second period. And at 3:59, just a little over 3 minutes later, the Kings would take the lead again. Kings moving left to right offensively. Doughty up the middle for Brown on left wing. His shot tipped. Score! Drew Doughty cruising between the circles. I think got a touch on it. The shot from the left wing boards by Brown. And Doughty about 25 feet straight out tips it. And the Kings have a 4-3 lead. Third of the year for Doughty. Brown and Forbert with the assist. 4-3 Kings. The period was moving along, but then Sonny Milano, an unassisted goal as the Kings couldn't clear the zone. At 15:15, his fifth, tied it at 4, and that was the score after two periods. Into the third period, the teams were locking it down pretty much compared to the first two periods, but then with regulation winding down, the Kings got what proved to be the game winner. Puck is loose, and the Kings take over. Muzzin ahead onside. Iafallo to the net. Iafallo checked by Werenski, who hustled back. Now on a loose puck left side. Brown, a centering pass. Tip. Score! Andrei Kopitar with 2:14 left in regulation. Brown to Kopitar. That's been a magical combination here in the first month of this season for the Kings, each with their third point of the game, and the Kings have a lead again with 2:14 left to play, 5-4. And the game winner, Kopitar's sixth, second of the game from Brown and Alex Iafallo, the rookie with two assists tonight. And then to seal the deal, the Kings with an empty net goal. And off the draw, Muzzin with the puck. Plays it to center ice. Brown, a chance of the empty net, and he scores! Dustin Brown with the empty net goal. The Kings. Andrei Kopitar has been fabulous in the faceoff circle tonight. The Kings win the draw. They come to center ice, and Brown gets set up for the empty net goal with a minute 33 left. Brown's fourth point of the game. And the Kings are up 6-4. And that is the final. And as we mentioned, a little bit of Kings history. And this is how the game ended. 16 seconds left. Stretch pass to the Kings line. Off the stick of Jenner. Winds up deep into the Kings zone. Jenner is on it. Tied up. Muzzin in for the puck. Now it winds up being centered from the corner by Panarin. Blocked. And that'll do it. Two third period goals late here in Columbus, and the Kings will skate off with a 6-4 victory. And for the Kings, that's points in seven straight games to start the season. It's their best seven game start ever at 6-0-1. The last time they went seven straight to start without a regulation loss was 1995. Big night for the line of Kopitar, Brown, and Iafallo. 6-4, the Kings win it here at Nationwide Arena. And that's how it wraps up as the Kings continue their strong October. Quick the win and goal, now 5-0-1. We'll take a look at the scoreboard after this timeout here in Columbus. Kings Hockey presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Postgame show continues. The Kings win at 6-4. Time now for our Stanley Pest Control Pest of the Game, brought to you by Stanley Pest Control rookie Alex Iafallo. We'll get that honor. He was tenacious on the forecheck, as we've seen him most nights in his young career, assisted on two goals tonight. Alex Iafallo, our Stanley Pest of the Game. When you find a pest in your house, call Stanley Pest Control at 1-800-GOT-BUGS or find them at stanleypest.com. All right, let's update the scoreboard. Here's Daryl.
And a busy schedule it was. A couple of games this afternoon. The Rangers win just for the second time this season. At home, they defeat the Predators by a score of 4-2. Hayes and Vesey, a goal and assist each for the Rangers. Forsberg, a goal and assist for the Predators. His sixth, the final score, Rangers 4, Predators 2. Philadelphia, on the strength of a late third-period goal by Wayne Simmons, his team leading sixth of the season. That was the game winner. Comes with 2:15 left in the third period. He also had an assist. The final score, Flyers 2, Oilers 1. Buffalo battle from behind midway through the third second period. They trailed the Bruins 4-1. In overtime, O'Reilly's overtime winner is third of the season. Lifts the Sabres over the Bruins by a score of 5-4. Pasternak and Marchand each had two goals for the Bruins. Both have six in the season. Final score in overtime in Boston, Sabres 5, Bruins 4. Ottawa at home double up and beat the Maple Leafs 6-3, snapping the Maple Leafs' three-game winning streak. Matthews had a goal and assist for the Maple Leafs, giving him seven on the season. Broussard, two goals and an assist for Ottawa. He's got six. Final score, Senators 6, Maple Leafs 3. Tampa Bay at home improved to 7-1-1 on the season, best record in the NHL. They defeat Pittsburgh by a score of 7-1, snapping the Penguins' three-game winning streak. Kucherov pacing the attack. He had two goals and an assist. He now is tied with Alexander Ovechkin with 10 goals for most in the NHL. Stamkos a goal and three assists. Both those players extend their point streak to 9 games. The final score, Lightning 7, Penguins 1. In Brooklyn, it's the Islanders 5 and the Sharks 3, snapping the Sharks' two-game winning streak. Lee and Bailey had goals for the Islanders. In the third period in Dallas, Dallas has won their last three games. They are clinging to a 4-2 lead over Carolina. They led 4-0 at one point. Skinner has a pair of goals to give Carolina back in the game. He's got five in the season. Pitlick with a pair for the Stars. He's got two. Again, midway through the third in Dallas, Stars 4 and the Hurricanes 2. Late third period in Washington, the Capitals playing host to the Florida Panthers. They trail this one less than 5 minutes left, 3-1. Trocheck and Danenoff each have a goal and an assist for the Panthers. Just underway in Calgary, the Flames playing host to the Minnesota Wild. That game is scoreless. Stewart has points in 5 straight for the Wild. Early second period in Arizona, Coyotes still looking for their first win of the season. They are tied with the Blackhawks 1-1. Fisher is second of the season for Arizona. Ponick is fifth of the season for the Blackhawks. Again, early second in Arizona. Coyotes and the Blackhawks tied at 1. And one other game will be getting underway a little bit later. The Vegas Golden Knights, who have won their last two games, they'll play host to the St. Louis Blues. The Blues have also won their last two, and that gives you a look at today and tonight's schedule around the NHL.
And here the Kings win at 6-4. Some more numbers on Kopitar, two goals and an assist, 68% in the circle, 19-9, and he was a +5. Brown had 4 points for the fourth time in his career, a +5, 6 shots on goal. The left winger, Iafallo, on that line was also a +5. He had 2 assists. Kopitar and Brown co-lead the team in scoring. They each have 11 points now. Jake Muzzin, a 6-game point scoring streak. He had 3 points tonight. Muzzin with 8 points on the year, 2 goals and 6 assists. Want to thank our network producers, the undefeated Michael Stark and Wayman Porter, on-site producer Sherry Killian. And now next up for the Kings, Monday in Toronto with the Leafs, 4 o'clock. Our coverage on the air, 3:30 with the pregame, 4 o'clock play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from Ohio's capital, Columbus, and Nationwide Arena. The final score, the Kings 6, the Blue Jackets 4. So long, everybody.